We've returned recording at 12:51. We'll just do a quick roll call. Dr. Cornwell?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Dr. Pestillo?
Here.
Mr. Clinton?
Here.
Ms. Hunter?
Here, sorry.
Thank you. All right, Dr. Cornwell, the meeting is yours.
Okay. So this is complaint 19-53. Mithali Patel, physical therapist. Discussion, review, possible action for a request for rehearing. You want, Karen, do we do a like an overview or?
Mr. Harris, you do, Mr. Cornwell, you do, Mr. Cornwell, Dr. Cornwell, you do have a rehearing script available to you?
Oh dear, now I got to find it, okay.
It's in your drive.
Oh, I hear it. Right.
And
okay. Okay. This is the date and time, place where the request for rehearing or review filed by Mithali Patel, physical therapist, is scheduled to be heard by the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy. Case number 19-53. Let's have all the parties identify themselves for the record, starting with the counsel state for the state.
At this point, Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, I am actually the board's attorney, so I am not representing, appearing on behalf of the state. And I'm wondering if by chance there's another script. I don't know which one you're reading.
There is a second one.
Yeah, you're reading the rehearing, Mark? Yeah, I think you're reading the formal hearing. Can you read the rehearing script that you have?
Oh, yep, I found that. Okay.
Thank you.
Under AAC R4-24-308D, board may grant a rehearing of the case in part or in whole, or review the decision if Ms. Patel establishes that one or more of the grounds listed in the rule materially affected her rights during the administrative hearing. If the board grants her request for a rehearing, it will conduct the rehearing at a later date. If the board grants her request for review, it may conduct the review at this meeting or schedule further proceedings. If the board denies her request for a rehearing or review, she will receive a written order setting forth her rights of appeal. The board has reviewed Ms. Patel's motion for rehearing or review. Ms. Patel and her attorney will have 5 minutes to address the board on this matter. This is the time for legal argument related to the grounds for rehearing or review, and neither Ms. Patel nor her attorney should use this time to present new evidence or testimony to the board regarding the merits of the case. If they claim there is newly discovered material evidence, they are asked to identify each piece of evidence and why it could not have been presented at the informal hearing. Once Ms. Patel or her attorney has finished making her argument, their arguments, the board members will have an opportunity to ask Ms. Patel questions. We'll now proceed to oral arguments and hear Ms. Patel and or her attorney.
Yeah, and Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, this is Mark Harris. I apologize to, for interrupting. I believe there may be an introductory paragraph which will allow the parties to introduce themselves that we may have missed. You see that, Dr. Cornwell, on the script?
No, not on that one. Oh, well, I said parties, please identify themselves for recording. So let's do that.
Thank you.
Okay. So is Ms. Patel there?
Ms. Patel is not present. This is Priyanka Desai. I'm her attorney.
Okay, so go ahead. For the record, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. Priyanka Desai, appearing on behalf of Mithali Patel. Did you need me to spell my name for the record? I know it's an audio recording, so.
Well, why don't you go ahead? It wouldn't hurt.
Sure. First name Priyanka, P-R-I-Y-A-N-K-A. Last name Desai, D-E-S-A-I.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to make a statement in behalf of your client?
I would. I do also want to apologize on behalf of Ms. Patel. She was on the phone for a decent amount of time earlier during her lunch break, but she hadn't been able to get the entire day off from her employer, you know, without knowing exactly when she'd be up. So she did fully intend to participate and appreciates the board considering her motion for rehearing and review. My legal argument is set forth in the motion for rehearing, but just sort of to summarize or reiterate, in addition to, I think, some procedural irregularities that occurred during the process, more importantly, I think that the findings of fact and decision are not justified by the evidence, where I don't believe the board put forth sufficient evidence to support a finding that Ms. Patel engaged in the performance of substandard care due to deliberate or negligent failure to act. I think she did express during her previous appearance before the board, I believe it was an informal hearing, about how she was new at the, she was a new graduate and also new at that place of employment as a traveler, and some limitations that came with mentoring and supervision related to that. And third, we feel that the penalty is excessive to place Ms. Patel's license on a, you know, public probation for 24 months. She certainly acknowledges that there could be room for improvement in documentation and record keeping, even though there was only one patient record at issue here. However, I believe that this can be achieved through other forms, such as non-disciplinary orders, as have occurred. Actually, I have been on the phone all day today, and did hear similar cases where this issue stems from an investigation in the owner of this particular practice, and sort of wrapped a lot of these physical therapists into it. And so I think while the board's position may be justified in ensuring that there are no further issues with her documentation and record keeping, a probation for 24 months is excessive, and the same can be achieved with a lesser penalty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Board be interested in going into executive session for legal advice.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
I second.
To go into executive session, Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
All right, so you need to leave this meeting, and I'll stop the recording, and then I'll join you in the executive session meeting.